Zok de Mishnah weiter, Masech Shkolim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet. Behemah Shinim says, we have a behemah that was found, Me Yerushalayim Vad Migdal Eder, at any point between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder. Not necessarily between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder, but we're just using Migdal Eder as a measurement. Ukamidasa L'chalruach. We're at a similar distance from Yerushalayim in any direction. Zecharim, if it's a male animal, oilus, we assume it's a carbon oila. We're assuming this animal left Yerushalayim. Roiv zecharim in Yerushalayim are carbon oilus. Roiv nekevais are carbon shlamims. So again, assuming within this proximity of Yerushalayim, meaning that we're so close to Yerushalayim, the animal came from Yerushalayim, so we're going to say zecharim oilus. If you find a carbon zachar, it's probably a carbon oila. Nekevais, if you found the nekevais, zivche shlamim. Again, assuming it's the type of animal that is fit to be that type of a carbon. Rabbi Yehuda says, Haroi lipsachim, if it's an animal that could be a carbon pesach, and that would be a zachar ben shana, male, a year old, either a sheep or a goat, psachim, then we assume it's a carbon pesach. And the one who finds it can use it for his carbon pesach. If the Baal will come afterwards and say, excuse me, I was preparing that for my carbon pesach, so you pay him. When do we say this? Kaidim l'regel shloshim yayim. 30 days before Pesach. That's the time that we start darshening in Hilchas Pesach. And that's when a person generally began to designate an animal for a carbon Pesach. However, it says the Batanura, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. So in our Mishnah, we learned that if you find the behema from Yerushalayim until Migdal Eder or in any direction, the same distance, assuming the animal is fit for a carbon, if it's a zachar, we assume it's a carbon oila. If it's in a keva, we assume it's a carbon shlamim. Rabbi Yehuda says 30 days before Pesach. If it's an animal that is a ra'oi for a shlamim, it's a zachar ben shana, either a lamb or a goat, we say it's probably a carbon Pesach. Whoever finds it can use it for a carbon Pesach. If the Baalim come, pay him for it, provided that it's 30 days before Pesach. And the Batanura told us that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tosfos Yom Tov brings over here the kasha that the Gemara asks. You're finding a behema and you're assuming it's a carbon oila. How do you know it's not a carbon shlamim? A shlamim could be a zachar. Now, if it is a shlamim, you can't put the avarim on the mizbeach. So it must be that what the Mishnah means to say is that we have to be chayshish, maybe it's a carbon oila. You can't just assume for sure it's a carbon oila. If it's in a keva, then we know for sure it's not a carbon oila. But if it's a zachar, we don't know for sure it's a carbon oila. It could also be a carbon shlamim. And the Gemara has a whole bunch of shilas and kashas. I mean, how do you know it's not different types of karbanis? There's so many different types of karbanis. How can I just assume that if it's a zachar, it's an oilin, if it's an akeva, it's shlamim? For example, you're telling me if it's an akeva, it's a carbon shlamim. Maybe it's a carbon taida. When do you bring a carbon taida? Do you know the four times we bring a carbon taida? If a person went through a yam, came out of a midbar, came out of prison, or if he wasn't well and he became better. Baruch Hashem. So how do you know this is a shlamim? Even if it's in a cave, it could be a carbon taida, and a carbon taida comes along with lechem. So the Gemara says, okay, he brings lechem. Fractimor, but maybe it's a chatas. Septimor, a chatas has to be a year old, and this is 2 years old. So the Gemara asks, well, maybe the person separated it as a carbon chatas when it was a year old, and it's been wandering around since then, and now it's already 2 years old. So the Gemara says, that's not common to happen. So there's a long shakla of Italian in the Gemara. I'm just giving you a little bit of an idea that it's not so simple. You have to really understand what the Mishnah means.